This week on Talkin' Central Arizona Sports, the show focuses on previewing the Prescott High School and Bradshaw Mountain football seasons, with kickoff right around the corner. Hello everyone, my name is Torrance Thunham and welcome to a weekly podcast catching you up on the latest with Central Arizona sports teams from high school to college and professional. Part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 podcast network, the show features game previews and recaps, along with interviews with coaches and players and much more. Let's start off the show with Badger Nation football. The Badgers finished second behind rival Bradshaw Mountain in the race for the 4A Grand Canyon section last year, with a 7-3 regular season record, going 4-1 in the region. A loss to Bradshaw in Week 9 resulted in their rival capturing the title, but the Badgers got revenge in the playoffs, beating Bradshaw 14-6 in Round 1. Their season would end a week later in the quarterfinals, with a 49-7 loss to the number 1 seeded Poston Butte, who lost to Casa Grande in the championship. Junior Jackson Rice will be back under center this year for the team, after starting the final three games of the season last year, along with senior rushing leader Cody Leopold, who ran for nearly 1,400 yards last season. Also back are leading senior receivers Jacob Hilton and Landon Orange. Leopold also led the team in total tackles with 140, while senior Cody Hanna was second with 123 total tackles and paced the team with 7 sacks. Prescott opens the season at home on Friday against Carl Hayden Community at 7 p.m. They also have home games this season against American Leadership Academy, Sierra Linda, Lee Williams, and Coconino. Road games this season are Glendale, Greenway, Flagstaff, Bradshaw Mountain, and Mingus. On the phone now is Prescott High School football head coach Cody Collette. Coach, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
All right, so an 8-4 overall record last season, including a playoff win against Bradshaw Mountain before a loss to Poston Butte in the quarterfinals. What will last year's experience provide to a team that is mostly returning?
Well, we have a lot of guys that have played a lot of varsity football, and I think anytime you can advance in the postseason, that's helpful. It lets you kind of know the level of competition that you're going to see at that point in the season, and I think it better prepares you for later games in the season. And we also were able to play a lot of close games that I think will benefit us down the road as well. And anytime you have guys that have played a lot of football, I think it's a positive thing. And we look like an experienced team in our scrimmage the other night, and we have a lot of guys that have, the question will be how much can we improve upon where we were at last
year. Gotcha.
But thus far, we'll need to continue doing that.
Gotcha. So Jackson Rice, he was a sophomore last year. He took over as the primary quarterback in the season's final three games, completed 33 of 50 passes for nearly 350 yards and 4 touchdowns. What are you looking forward to as he enters his junior season?
Very intelligent kid, does a good job running the offense, really, really smart. That's always helpful to have the quarterback be somebody that knows the offense as well as the coaches, and he does that. And puts us in good positions, doesn't make bad throws, and he's very ends the game really well. So I'm looking forward to watching his continued evolution in our offense. We got Coach Kirsting back as our offensive coordinator, and I think that's going to help him as well. So we're excited about adding a different element to our offense, being able to throw the ball more efficiently and make explosive plays and things like that.
So you mentioned the scrimmage game. What has stood out to you in practice so far and the recent scrimmage game?
Well, in practice so far, the thing that has stood out to me is that we get chased off the field for lightning all the time, to be honest with you, because of the monsoon season. But in the scrimmage, though, it didn't seem to affect us. I thought our physicality was very impressive against Poston Butte and Fairfax, a good, decent 5A team. And I thought our guys flew around to the ball. And like I said, it was a group that looked like they have played a lot of football, and that was encouraging. I thought our physicality was good. I thought we looked fresh. So that was exciting.
So last year, obviously, your team and Bradshaw were 1-2 in the 4A Grand Canyon section. Does it add something to the rivalry atmosphere when both teams are at the top of the section battling for playoff positioning?
Well, Prescott and Bradshaw has always been a big game regardless of the records, but I think we've typically been two of the better teams in the Grand Canyon in recent years, along with Coconino and Lee Williams has been very tough as well lately. But I think anytime there's playoff implications, region title implications, it adds a little something to it. So it's always fun to play them. They're very well coached. Coach Young is a legend, and he does a great job. And we're excited to get the opportunity to compete against them again at their place this year.
Awesome. So what are you looking forward to as the season gets underway this Friday at home against Carl Hayden Community on Hall of Fame night?
Well, Prescott's, I think it's always a lot of fun on Hall of Fame night. People that have played and done well in Prescott at various sports is always a lot of fun. I love that night. And our guys, we talk a lot about the history of our program. This will be our 113th season playing football, and just carrying on that legacy of playing hard and always being tough, hard-nosed Badger football teams, and that's something that our guys take to heart, and we will definitely try to do that Friday and honor those that are getting inducted and everybody that comes out to Hall of Fame night and play as hard as we can against a good Carl Hayden team.
Awesome. And then, as you mentioned, the fans coming out, what will fans see from this team this year?
Well, I've always said this. I can't guarantee that we'll be successful, but I can guarantee you we're going to deserve to be successful because our guys will always play hard. They'll leave it all out there on the field for 48 minutes and sometimes more if there's an overtime. And I can guarantee if they come out to Badger Field, they will get their money's worth. There's no better value in the world than a high school football game. And our guys will play extremely hard and I think play a fast, entertaining brand of football as well.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Coach, and good luck in the season.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
A season preview for Bradshaw Mountain football is up next. But first, if you haven't heard yet, the Prescott Valley Outdoor Summit takes place September 16th through the 18th at the Finley Toyota Center. At the event, people can experience all things outdoors, including exhibitors, how-to clinics, excursions, vehicle demo tracks, rock crawl, live music, and beer gardens. There'll also be hiking, biking, kayaking, off-roading, and much more. Go to PrescottValleyOutdoors.com for more info. That's PrescottValleyOutdoors.com, a famed signature group event. Welcome back to Talkin' Central Arizona Sports. Thank you for making this podcast a part of your day. Let's switch gears to Bradshaw Mountain High School. The Bears are coming off a 4A Grand Canyon Section Championship and their first postseason appearance since the 2018-2019 season, finishing with a 7-3 regular season record and a 4-1 region mark. Returning is senior quarterback Grady Rose, who threw for 872 yards and 6 touchdowns last season, along with junior rushing leader Gabriel Ricketts, who had almost 800 yards on the ground last year and 11 touchdowns. Senior wide receiver Tanner Mitchell is also back after leading the team with 449 yards last season and 5 touchdowns. Bradshaw opens the season on September 9th, all the way down in Tucson, against Mika Mountain. They return home the following week for a matchup against Buckeye Union. They also have home games this season against Snowflake, Prescott, Coconino, and Lee Williams. Other road games are Combs, Thunderbird, Mingus, and Flagstaff. On the phone now is Bradshaw Mountain High School head coach Bob Young. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much. Hey, so, you know, you still got one more week before the season starts. But what has stood out to you so far in practice with the season set to get underway on September the 9th?
Well, you know, we just got a good, hard-working group. We got a good little mixture. We don't have a whole lot of seniors. We've got 10 seniors, but we've got a lot of junior skill guys that have some experience, and we've got some sophomores that are ready to step up and, you know, play some varsity ball. So, you know, we've just been working real hard at it.
So you mentioned, you know, you got a lot of juniors. So seven and four overall record last year, including a playoff appearance. A lot of key pieces coming back with another year of experience under their belt. Quarterback Grady Rose, running back Gabriel Ricketts, and wide receiver Tanner Mitchell, just to name a few. What are you looking for out of the more experienced players this year?
Just continued growth and leadership. You know, those guys have been through the Friday night wars, and you know, like I said, we've got basically a brand new offensive line, so they've got to help guide them through. And you know, we've got some really good skilled guys. If we can just get the offensive line to hold their own, you know, we're looking for bigger and better things.
Gotcha. And so what would you say is your team's greatest strength heading into the season?
You know, I honestly think it's our defense. You know, we were really good last year, and I think we have a chance to be better. You know, we've got gotten stronger in the off season, and we're faster. So I think just overall, you know, athletically, we're better than we were last year. We've just got to pick up some, you know, experience along the way, and I think you know, before it's over with, we're going to be pretty stout on defense.
So I asked this same question to Prescott's coach. Last year was a great rivalry between Bradshaw and Prescott. Both teams are expected to be good again this year. What is that rivalry like when both teams are good and fighting for the top of the section?
Well, I mean, there's nothing like it. I mean, you know, when, you know, first off, it's a rivalry in itself because the schools are so close. But when, you know, like last year, we played for the region championship, and then 2 weeks later, we played in the playoffs. So, I mean, that's as big as it gets. You know, that's, you know, what you're always hoping for. And obviously, you know, the other Grand Canyon region schools figure into the mix. And, you know, there's been years where, you know, it went down to Coconino and Flagstaff. And, you know, when it, you know, it's special, you know, when the region comes down to those, you know, the big rivalry schools.
Gotcha, for sure. And then, so let's shift focus. Obviously, like I said, you got, you know, another week to prepare for Mika Mountain. What are your thoughts heading into that game?
Well, you know, they're going to be really good. They're going to be one of the best teams in Tucson. They're well coached, and, you know, they're a brand new school. Last year was their first year, and they had all freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. So they literally have everybody coming back, and they're going to be a force to contend with right out of the gate. You know, we got to travel down there. That's not an easy trip. So, you know, we're going to really have our hands full. That'll be a tough opener for us.
You mentioned traveling down there. That's a 6-hour round trip to open the season. Does that affect the team any to open, you know, your first game of the season is a 6-hour round trip?
Well, if you allow it to. I mean, if you know, hopefully we'll be able to do some things. You know, we get charter buses, and, you know, normally when we do things like that, we'll, you know, stop halfway, have a little walkthrough, that sort of stuff. So I'm hoping, you know, that we can, you know, mitigate the long trip and just go down there and play football and have fun.
So after that 6-hour round trip, you get to come home the next week to have your home opener. What can fans expect from the team this season?
You know, I know we're going to play hard. I mean, that I guarantee you, every Friday night we're going to be hard-nosed, we're going to be physical, and, you know, I'm hoping we can throw the ball a little bit more than last year. We got to a point to where, you know, we were 80% run, and, you know, we got a really good quarterback, good receivers coming back, so, you know, hopefully we'll be more balanced on offense and just tough, hard-nosed, and fast on defense.
Gotcha. Coach, thanks so much for joining the podcast, and good luck in the season.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Now it's time to whip around Central Arizona sports teams and get you caught up on previous results and what's to come this week. The Chino Valley High School football team lost their Week 2 matchup against Wickenburg 20-13 and are now 1-1. Sophomore quarterback Ben Seibel had 293 yards in the losing effort. The boys soccer team for Chino Valley is starting off the season hot, beating Snowflake and Round Valley last week by a combined score of 13-1 for a 2-0 record. They play Sholo at home on Thursday at 3:45 p.m. The girls' soccer team has also started off well, going 3-0 to begin the season, and also outscored Snowflake and Round Valley by a bunch, beating the two teams by a combined score of 20-0. Senior Caitlin Roskoff had 5 goals in the win against Round Valley. They play Sholo on Thursday on the road. The Chino Valley volleyball team opened the season with a 3-2 win on the road against Sedona Red Rock. Junior Micaiah Moody had 18 kills in that game. The Prescott High School badminton team opened the season last week with a 9-0 victory against Agua Fria. They have a road matchup against Castile on Tuesday before another road match against Ironwood on Thursday. After competing in the GCU Arizona High School Boys Golf Preview over the weekend, the Badgers on Tuesday will play against Mingus Union and Page. The Prescott High School girls and boys swim and dive teams gets their seasons started on Thursday at 4 p.m. against Thunderbird at the Prescott YMCA. The Bradshaw Mountain boys and girls swim and dive teams also begin their seasons on Thursday at 4 p.m. as they host Bases Flagstaff and Northland Prep at the Mountain Valley Park Pool. Switching over to collegiate sports now, the Yavapai College men's soccer team won their first matchup of the year on the road against the College of Southern Nevada 4-1. Jose Vega had two goals in the victory. Next up is a home match against Scottsdale at Mountain Valley Park on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. The women's soccer team, after a 3-1 win against the College of Southern Nevada, dropped their two games in the Yavapai College Rough Rider Showcase, 1-0 to number 2-ranked Pima and 3-0 to Western Wyoming. They have a chance to even up their record on Thursday on the road against Arizona Western before returning home to play Scottsdale at home at Mountain Valley Park on Saturday at 7 p.m. The women's volleyball team opened the season 1-2 last week, losing to Ottawa and Garden City, but picking up a win against the College of Southern Nevada. Up next is the Dalton Overstreet Invitational, Thursday through Saturday in Prescott. The Embry-Riddle Eagles men's soccer team beat Ottawa last week 1-0 at home to improve to 1-1-1 on the season. Alex Francis scored the lone goal in the game. Next up is San Diego Christian at home on Saturday at noon before a matchup with Southern Oregon, also at home, on Sunday at 1 p.m. The girls' soccer team beat Rocky Mountain 2-0 on Monday night, evening their record at 1-1 after a 5-3 loss to Ottawa last week. The Eagles' women's volleyball team opened the season by going 2-2 last week, losing the first two against Carroll and Montana State Northern on Friday before beating Wyland Baptist in the College of Idaho on Saturday. Atavia Joseph had 14 kills in the win against the College of Idaho. This week's opponents are Mid-America Nazarene, Avila Central Methodist, and William Woods, with matches getting underway starting on Thursday. Now you're caught up on Central Arizona sports. Join us next week on the show when we recap Prescott High School football's opening game. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talkin' Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here next Tuesday.